A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're reading the Word of God from the book of Revelation, chapter number 12, verses 7 and 8. I will read from the Authorized King James and the New International Version of the Bible. The Bible says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels." Verse 8, "And prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven." The NIV says, "Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven." The enemy will lose his place in your life. This morning, I'd like, dear listener, to understand that there will always be war. Life will be full of battles and wars and challenges. The life that you have come into, this world that you are into, is a world of warfare and of battles. Do not forget Psalm 74 verse 20 describes it as a world of wickedness. It says, "Have respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the heart are full of the habitations of cruelty." So there will be battles, there will be wars, there will be challenges in heaven. Please understand that life is full of challenges. Life is full of battles. Life is full of wars. You don't have to do anything to attract battles and wars and challenges to your life. You must have this understanding. No matter how good you are, war will break out. There will be war in your territory, in your heaven, in your business, in your life, concerning your health. There will always be war. Every man who will be great in life and in destiny will face wars and challenges and battles, no matter how good this man is. God is a good God. Don't forget, Jesus told the rich ruler that came to him in Mark chapter 17, verse 18, when he said, "Good master, what good thing shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" Jesus told him, "Why are you calling me good? Only one is good, that is God." Establishing the fact that the God that we serve is a good God. Our God is good. There is no iota of evil in God. Within, there is no variableness. There is no shadow of darkness. God is good. In spite of his goodness, war broke out in his heaven. The dragon, the devil, started the war in heaven, despite the fact that God, his employer, his maker, was good to him. No matter how good you are, dear listener, there will be wars. You may be a good employer. Please understand, certain employees will start wars or battles or evil against your person and against your organization. Get ready for war. There will always be war. And once you have this understanding that if war could break out in heaven, despite the fact that God was good to all his employees, quote and unquote, despite the fact that God was good to all the angelic host of heaven, including Lucifer, yet war broke out. And a third of the angels in heaven teamed up with Lucifer to plot against the Almighty God. God was good to all of them, yet they rebelled against him. No matter how good you are to people around you, some will rebel against you. Some will fight against your goodness. They will turn your goodness around and use it against you, no matter how good you are. Please, I love for you, dear listener, to have this understanding and never get disappointed when people show their true color to you. Don't ever forget. Don't be disappointed. Don't blame people for disappointing you. Blame yourself for expecting too much from them. Don't expect too much from people. If angels in heaven, one third of the angels of heaven, could team up with Lucifer to plan, to plot against the good God, no matter how good you are, people will plot against you. Understand also, you don't have to do anything bad. You don't have to do anything evil. There are people with sinister plans around you who are just evil, who are not just happy because you are good, who are not just happy because your things are going smoothly, who are not happy because you have not given them the position they feel they deserve. You have not given them the promotion they think they deserve. You have not given them the appropriate quote and unquote, appropriate recommendation or recognition that they think they desire. Some who have a sense of self-importance will fight against you because you have not given them the place they feel they deserve. Some who have entitlement mentality will fight against you because they feel entitled, and their entitlement, quote and unquote, their desires have not been met. So there will be war. There was war in heaven. There will be wars against your business, against your life. People will wage war against you. But rejoice, dear listener. The Bible says they fought, the dragon fought, but they did not prevail. He fought with his angels against Michael, but he did not prevail. That is the consolation, the joy that we have, is that those who fight against you will fall for your sake. They will not be able to prevail against you. That is the fact, that is the word of God. The devil fought, the dragon fought, but the Bible says it could not prevail. The Bible says, but he was not strong enough. He was not strong. Understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So those who are fighting against you will fail. They will fall and fail for your sake. They will be totally destroyed. That's exactly what God made happen here. The dragon fought and his angels. And what the Bible says is that they were not strong enough to confront Michael. Those who are fighting against you, they are not strong enough to fight against you. They will fail woefully and prevailed not. So the enemies who are fighting against you will not prevail against you. Continue to be good. Those who are fighting will never prevail against you, as the Lord God liveth, in the precious name of Jesus. And most interestingly, and I like you to please pay attention, not only did they fail to prevail, that was their place found anymore in heaven. NIV says, and they lost their place in heaven. Wow, I love this part of this sentence. Those who fight against you will lose their place. The enemies will lose their place in your life, in your destiny, in your place of business. Those who are fighting against you, they will lose their place, whatever position they occupy at the moment. But for fighting against you, number one, they will not prevail against you. Number two, they will lose their position. They will lose their place. If anybody is using his position to fight against you, the word of God is that that person will lose that position. If anybody is using his power to fight against your interests, that person will lose his power. Whoever is using his office to intimidate or fight against you will lose that office. And anything in your life, in your family, in your business, or anyone around you that is fighting against you, their place will no longer be found. They will lose their place in your life. They will lose their place in your business. They will lose their place around you. The enemy will lose his place completely and totally, in the precious name of Jesus. And so embrace this word of God for your life, not only for today, but always. Those who are fighting against you, they will not prevail against you, and they will lose their place in the precious name of Jesus. And so the dragon fought. He fought against Michael and his angels. The dragon and his angels fought, but they could not prevail. So continue to be good. Those who are fighting against you will not be able to prevail, and they will lose their place in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and receive the grace to remain good and in the center of the will of God for your life. Father, I receive the grace to remain good and in the center of your will for my life and for my destiny, in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, according to your word, let those who fight against me not prevail against me. Everyone who is fighting against me will fail completely, will fail totally. The dragon could not prevail against Michael and his angels. Therefore, let everyone fighting against me, everything fighting against me, against my family, against my interests, against my business, let them not prevail. Let them fail totally. Let them fail woefully, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let any man or woman, any power of force, using his position, using his power, using his influence to fight against me, lose that position, lose that influence, lose that power, lose that office in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that whoever is using his position to fight against my interest will lose that position. Whoever is using his office to fight against me, against my family, and against my interest will lose that office. Whoever is using his influence to fight against my interest will lose that influence. In the name of Jesus, they will lose their place. Let the enemies lose their place in my life, in my family, in my business, in my ministry, in my career. Let the enemy lose his place in the precious name of Jesus. Father in heaven, I pray, as the dragon could not prevail against Michael, let those who fight against me not be able to prevail against me. Let them lose their place and let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, help me against the forces that are stronger than me, against the powers and the enemies that are stronger and bigger than me. Undertake for me, O God. Defend your name in my life. Defend my interest. Defend my destiny. Defend my children. Defend my spouse. Defend my career, my ministry, my business. In the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray that, Lord, you will undertake for me. Defend my interest. Defend my children. Defend my family. Fight my battles for me, O God, undertake for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that every battle, every war that may break out in your life, in your family, and in your business will not prevail against you. In the name of Jesus, the enemies will not prevail against you. Their place will no longer be found. This morning, I declare, whoever is using his position to fight against you will lose that position. Any man using his office to fight against you will lose that office. Whoever is using his influence to fight against you will lose that influence. In the name of Jesus, against your strong enemies, the Lord will undertake for you and he will give you the victory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at 5:30 p.m. for our in-depth and analytical teaching of the Word of God, Ezra Project, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all social media is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day and the Lord bless you.